腓立比书是一卷啊讲喜乐的书信。
The book Philippians, it is a book about joy.
而且是保罗在监狱里面写的四封监狱书信当中的一封。
So one of the letters Paul wrote when he was imprisoned.
那刚刚啊、主席读的这两节经文是告诉我们一个喜乐的一个秘诀。
So the scripture the preacher just read told us a secret of his joy.
就是要一无挂虑。
That is, we need to be carefree.
我们知道，我们心中如果老是挂挂的，我们肯定是没法喜乐。
We know if we are troubled with worries.We cannot be happy.
所以我们要一无挂虑。
So that we need to be careful.
那怎么样可以一无挂虑呢？
How can we be carefree?
那保罗就是告诉我们有一条路。
Paul pointed one way out for us.
就是让神来保守我们的心怀意念。
So that is let God guard our hearts and minds for us.
我们都很熟悉这两节经文。
We are all quite familiar with these scriptures.
曾经有人用这个经文做了书签送给我。
Some person used that as a bookmark, gave it to me.
因为不管我们信主还是不信主，我们都希望我们能够心中有平安，能够真的就一无挂虑。
No matter we are Christians or not, we all hope that we are worry-free and we don't have any concerns.
其实我们的心怀意念能够蒙保守，能够得平安。
If our hearts and minds can be guarded and we can have peace in our heart,
我们的心灵同时，我们的身体同时也能够得安康。
So our body can have comfort too.
因为神给我们的救恩是灵魂体三个方面。
Because the salvation is in three areas: the spirit, the soul, and the body.
在圣经里面其实有一句经文讲到这方面的真理。
That's in one place in the Bible talks about this.
就是箴言书的14:30，他讲到说，心中安静是肉体的生命。
That's in Proverbs chapter 14:30. It says, "A heart at peace gives life to the body."
我们如果心中总是很安宁的，总是很平安的，总是没有挂虑的，对我们的身体一定是有益处。
If we always have peace and have the serenity in our heart, so it's good to our body.
我想这是一个常识，我们自己都能够体会到。
I believe it's a common sense, all of us can feel it.
那如果请医生来讲，他们可以讲出很多的道理来。
If we ask a doctor can give us a lot of reasons.
因为一个宁静的心肯定首先对我们的心脏有益处。
So peaceful heart is good for our heart.
因为没有什么波动，很平静。
Because there are no ups and downs, it's always remain the same.
那其实对我们整个神经系统，对消化系统都会有益处。
So it's beneficial for our nervous system and digestive system.
你知道有时候我们人伤痛到一个极点的时候，会引起血块的阻塞。
Sometimes we know that when we feel extremely sad, it will cause the blood clot.
那个会引起什么？
What would it cause?
中风。
Stroke.
有时候你可以去调查一些中风现象的人哈，很有可能跟我们的心情有关系。
Well, you can make a study of those who suffer from strokes. So, it has a lot to do with their feelings and emotions.
所以神是要我们灵魂体三方面，我们都得保守。
So that God wants us to be protected in three areas, the spirit, the soul, and the body.
虽然只有一处圣经讲到这样全面的。
Though only in one place it's discussed in the Bible.
就是有时候我们最后祝祷的时候，牧师会用一句经文。
So in the benediction, quite often the pastor would use one scripture.
就是说，愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身体得蒙保守。
So you will be sanctified by this God of peace.And so you will be blessed in spirit, soul, and body.
神愿我们的灵魂体三方面都得保守。
God wants us to be blessed in spirit, soul, and body.
那他呢，又是赐平安的神。
And He's a God of peace.
我们知道主耶稣复活之后，每次向门徒显现，第一句话说的就是愿你们平安。
After Jesus was resurrected, the first thing He said to the disciples is, "Peace be with you."
所以基督徒应该有一个特征，就是很有平安。
So that should be a characteristic of Christians. That's Christians of peace.
因为我们有神的保守。
Because we are blessed by the Lord.
那很多的慕道朋友也很羡慕我们拥有的这一个平安。
So a lot of seekers, they admire the peace in our hearts.
我们也希望真的像保罗说的，一无挂虑。
We also hope that we can be what Paul described carefree.
一点都没有。
Without any worries.
保罗这里讲的好绝对。
Paul was very extreme in this area, on this point.
因为他说是要一点都没有。
And he says we wouldn't have any worries.
可是我们明明知道我们在世界上，这个世界不是天堂。
But we know this world is not heaven.
主耶稣都说了，这个世界上会有苦难。
Because Jesus said there are miseries on this world.
所以。其实挂虑是我们人类的一个通病。
And worries and concerns are the 通病。
通病。
The general sickness of the humankind.
我们人从小开始就会挂虑。
Ever since we were born, we started to get worried.
青少年的时候为学习要升级挂虑。
And when we are young, we are worried about our education.
那我们成家立业了，人到中年了，又为我们的事业，为我们的家庭挂虑。
After we reach middle age with a family, we are concerned about the career and family.
那下一步就是年老了。
And next step is when we get old.
那就为生老病死挂虑。
So we are worried about the aging.
所以这个现象很普遍。
So we're worried about aging and sickness and life.
那我们信主以后，我们都熟悉这一句经文，我们知道保罗说的要一无挂虑。
So that we are full of worries, but we know very well what Paul wrote that we need to be careful.
我们也知道保罗告诉我们一条途径，就是要交托。
And we also know that Paul has pointed out one way out for us, that is submit ourselves to the Lord.
可是我们也交托，可是交托完了好像还有挂虑。
We do submit ourselves to the Lord, but after submitting ourselves, we still have our own concerns and worries.
所以我们说起来很容易，好像做起来不那么容易。
It is easier said than done.
我们求神今天让我们再仔细的来思想这两节经文，让我们能够打开我们的心。
We ask the Lord to help us to rethink and reread these two scriptures to open our hearts to accept it.
保罗这里讲的非常的清楚，也非常的详细。
Here Paul told us very clearly.
他说只要。
He says when.
就这一条路，他说只要哈。
So only when.
他说只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢。
So only when we by praying and thank the Lord.
他说到是凡事。
So in everything.
任何事情。
All things.
我们常常有时候会觉得大事找神，小事不要麻烦神了哈。
Quite often we feel that if something which is really important, we look for the Lord.But if it's things of minor importance, we will keep it to ourselves.
可是保罗这里说的是只要凡事，记住，先记住凡事哈。
But Paul here says in everything, only when.
那就是实实在在的每一件事。
That is in everything, all things.
我们刚刚唱一首歌叫《有福的确据》。
Just now we sang a song called Blessed Assurance.
知道那首歌的作者是谁吗？
Do you know who composed that one? Who wrote that song?
是 Fanny Crosby.
Fanny Crosby.
是一个生出来没多久，一个礼拜就盲眼的一位姐妹写的。
A sister, she became blind after she was born for 1 week.
那他一生活了95岁。
She lived up to 95 years.
他还有一首歌我很喜欢的，他就是说那个题目叫救世主凡事引领我。
There's another song she wrote I really liked. That is, All the way my Savior leads me.
他就经历到他是个盲眼的姐妹，但是救世主凡事都引领他。
Though she was blind, but the Lord led her in everything.
我很喜欢，特别喜欢他写那首歌的第一节，我们生命圣诗是313首。
That's in our hymnal book, page 313. I especially like the first stanza.
他说，救世主凡事都引导我，我何须别有所求。
She said, all the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside?
她别的没有什么好求的了。
So she didn't have anything else to ask.
她说，主爱我，我何用多疑，我一生都蒙主眷佑。
She says again, can I doubt this tender mercy, whose true life has been my guide?
刚刚我们主席在这的时候用保罗的第一卷书的经文问我们大家。
A few minutes ago, our presider used another scripture by Paul asked us.
我们会不会怀疑神的爱？
Would we doubt God's love?
如果在失业当中呢，在苦难当中呢，有刀剑呢，我们会不会怀疑神的爱？
If we lose our job, if we suffer, if we face with the sword, and do we doubt God's love?
这位盲眼的姐妹她说没有什么好怀疑的。
So this blind sister said, there's nothing we should doubt.
她说我深深的知道不管我遇见什么事情主要为我安排妥当。
She said, well, I know for sure that no matter what happens to me, God has planned for me.
我们相信她一生95岁她碰到过很多的难处。
We can assume that she suffered a lot in her 95 years.
但是他信靠交托主，他经历到主凡事都带领他。
But she believed in God and she experienced God's leading her way.
就像诗人在诗篇当中说的，你要把你的事交托给耶和华。
Just like the poet wrote in Psalms, commit your way to the Lord.
要信靠他，他必要成全。
Trust in him and he will do everything for you.
在这一位盲眼的姐妹身上，神成全了什么？
What did God accomplish in this blind sister?
我们光从《生命圣诗》这个诗歌本，我们就能找到18首他写的诗歌。
We can find 18 songs written by Fanny Crosby.
其实一共他写了8000首。
Altogether, she wrote 8,000 songs.
他把他凡事神引领他，他所得着的，他写成赞美诗。
Whatever she received from God.She wrote it as a song.
就像刚刚我们唱的，这是他的诗歌，这是他的信息。
Just as we sang, this is her story.
他一生都要歌唱救恩。
So she would praise the Lord all her life.
所以我们凡事都要来到主的面前。
Therefore, we need to come to the presence of the Lord in everything.
他会引导我们。
The Lord will lead us.
我们不需要怕麻烦我们的主。
Don't be afraid of troubling our Lord.
因为圣经上说他不打盹也不睡觉。
Because it is written in the Bible, the Lord will neither slumber nor sleep.
而且他是全能的。
She is almighty.
那保罗说凡事要借着祷告、祈求和感谢把我们所要的告诉神。
Paul said in everything we should by praying, by pleading,And then we will present whatever need to the Lord.
保罗在这里把我们平时讲的这个祈祷这个字哈，这个词他给分开了，他说成祷告祈求。
So Paul separates what we often say 祈祷 she is a prayer and a plead.
那这里的分别在于祷告就是表明我们来到神面前的一个敬拜的心，一个交托的心。
When we, by saying prayer, we come to worship the Lord with a sincere heart.
就是把我们一切我们心中的啊喜怒哀乐，我们都向主来表明。
So that is to say, we present to the Lord everything in our heart, the miseries and the joys.
因为在这个世界上有很多很多的难处。
Because in this world there were a lot of sufferings.
我们这里保罗说不要挂虑。
Paul said here, don't be afraid.
那我们就把我们心中有的挂虑要向神来讲清楚。
So that we would give or leave all our worries to the Lord.
就是像小孩子一样来到爸爸的面前，老老实实的跟我们的天父讲。
Just like the child comes to the father and honestly presenting everything.
我们可以向我们的天父诉苦。
We can complain to our Lord.
我们可以向我们的天父哭泣。
We can cry in front of our Lord.
因为他是我们慈爱的天父。
Because he is our loving Lord.
你知道我们需要有地方去倾诉。
Because we need a shoulder to cry upon.
有时候我们很好的属灵的朋友啊，我们跟他分享，他也不一定能够完全理解。
Sometimes, even if we have a very understanding, good Christian friend, whatever you say, she or he cannot understand fully.
但是我们的天父他什么都知道。
Our Heavenly Father understands everything.
而且他是赐各样安慰的神。
And also he gave us comfort in all kinds.
我们知道旧约有一个义人叫约伯。
We know in the Old Testament there is a good person by the name of Job.
他受苦的时候他有啊三个好朋友来陪他七天七夜都不说话。
When Job was suffering, he had three friends.To accompany him for 7 days and 7 nights.
可是最终呢，这些朋友还是不能给他帮助。
They all kept silent, but none of the friends could give him any comfort.
反而他们的劝解让约伯更加痛苦。
Instead, their comforting words made Job even more miserable.
所以约伯对他们说：“他说，我向神眼泪汪汪。”
Therefore, Job told them that.I poured out my tears to the Lord.
他是一个忍耐的人。
Job is a patient man.
但是他并不是像我们常人说的英雄流泪流血不流泪。
Well, he's not the person as we describe quite often. Heroes shed blood, not tears.
他来到神的面前，眼泪汪汪。
He came to the Lord, pouring out his tears.
就是我们。不管什么时候，我们可以来到我们的阿爸父面前。
No matter when, all feel comfortable to come to the presence of the Lord, our Heavenly Father.
我们不需要自己担当。
We don't need to shield all this on ourselves.
我有一位神学院读书的同班的同学。
And I have a classmate in the Bible school.
他第一次遇见主的经历非常的奇特。
It was very fascinating, amazing for his first experience encountering the Lord.
他当时在 IBM 做事。
At that time, he worked in the IBM company.
是一个部门的总管。
He was a general manager of a department.
那他的太太比他先信耶稣。
So his wife became a Christian before him.
他太太信耶稣之后，就一直跟他讲说，这个神是真的。
His wife often told him that the Lord is true.
告诉他说你可以祷告。
Told him that you can pray.
神会回应。
God will respond.
那平时也常常会跟他讲圣经里面的很多真理。
And often tells him the truth in the Bible.
可是他总觉得是个道理。
But he often thinks that these are the theories.
当有一天他，因为我们知道 IBM 上班非常的 stress。
We know to work in the IBM company is very stressful.
有一天早上他起来，他不想去上班。
One day when he got up, he couldn't bring himself to work.
因为他
to go to work.
他里面的那个压力哈，把他压得好像那天透不过气来。
Because the internal pressure often almost choked him.
他就想到了他太太跟他说的这位神。
Suddenly he thought about the God his wife told him.
他说他不知道为什么他第一次跟神来祷告，他就跪了下来。
He didn't know why he was on his knees to pray for the Lord.
他就老老实实的跟神说，说神啊，如果你是真的，求你把我里面的那个压力拿走。
He was very sincere with the Lord. He said, Dear Lord, If you are true and real, please take the pressure away from my heart.
他说就那一个祷告，他当时眼泪就下来了。
He said, as he was praying, his tears rolling down.
而他里面的那个压力就消失了。
An internal pressure disappeared.
他说他就唱着歌开车去 IBM 上班那天。
And he was singing and driving to work.
公司里面任何事情都没有改变的时候。
Nothing changed in the company.
他是一个 PhD, Berkeley 毕业的 PhD.
He got his PhD from Berkeley.
当他谦卑来到神的面前的时候，他遇见神。
When he humbled himself, he experienced the Lord.
他就得到了这里说的那个出人意外的平安。
He received the peace which beyond any comprehension.
所以我们一个谦卑的心，降服的心是第一步。
A humble heart and a surrendering heart is the first step.
来到神的面前向他求。
Coming to the presence of the Lord and ask the Lord.
祈求就是很简单的跟神要。
Ask the Lord is to, well, pleading to the Lord is asking the Lord.
向他跟神要说拿去我这个压力。
Just as what he did, he asked the Lord to take away his pressure.
就像我为我今天要讲道，我求神给我话。
For today's sermon, I pray the Lord for giving me the words.
像明天燕云和吴宪他们要出门，求神赐下平安。
For tomorrow, Yan Yun and Wu Xian will leave and ask the Lord to give them peace.
好简单，有什么就告诉神。
It's as simple as that. Whatever you need, just ask for the Lord.
我们教会每个礼拜有祷告单列出来，教会各样的事工，我们个人的需要就是祈求。
Every week, from the church, there's a prayer list.It's very simple. Whatever we want, we put on the list to ask the Lord to give us.
所以我们一起来经历那位听祷告的神。
Let us experience together the Lord, the presence of the Lord.
因为我们的主现在听我们的祷告。
Because our Lord listens to our prayers.
而且他总是按着他最好的来给我们。
The Lord always gives us the best.
在任何时候，他是我们的出路。
Anytime.And any circumstances is our way out.
他是我们的力量。
He is our strength.
因为他是我们的牧者。
For he is our shepherd.
我们要凭着信心来到他的面前。
By faith, we come to the presence of the Lord.
雅各书上有一句经文，大家也很熟悉。
In the book of James, there's a scripture we are quite familiar.
在第二章第四章的第二节说。你们得不着是因为你们不求。
Chapter 4 verse 2 says, You do not have because you do not ask God.
而你们求也得不着呢是因为你们妄求。
When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives.
他说妄求就是要浪费在你们的怨乐当中。
That is,You may spend what you get on your pleasures.
所以我们要认识神的属性，越来越认识神，我们就越来越知道怎么样跟神祷告。
So that if we understand the characteristics of the Lord, the more we understand the Lord, the more we are eager to pray.
我们照着神的应许来祷告。
We pray by God's promise.
因为他是信实的。
Because he's true.
那主耶稣也曾经用比喻来教导门徒。要祷告要恒切要恒切常常不可灰心的祷告
Jesus often told his disciples and once he told a parable to show them to pray sincerely and earnestly he said you should always pray and not give up
我们教会有很多的杂志哈，我们真的要每个月每个礼拜都有新的如果我们很注意的话能够看到很多好的见证
In our church, there are several journals, Christian journals, coming in every month, new ones. If we read them, we can get a lot of stories.
五月份的中信上登了一篇见证，让我真的是很受感动。
In May issue, 中信 Chinese Christian Today.
Yeah.
Okay. In the journal Chinese Christian Today in May, is a story which touched me a lot.
我当时就推荐给很多的弟兄姐妹。
I recommend it to a lot of brothers and sisters.
特别是做母亲的。
Especially mothers.
因为那个见证是一个儿子写他的母亲。
It is a testimony by a son of her mother.
那个儿子是一个浪子。
This son is a prodigal son.
Yeah, 他成长的家庭，他的父母在事业上都非常的成功。
He was born in a very good, successful family. Her parents were very successful in their career.
他母亲也是早年从中国出来留学，但是他放下了自己的学业，扶助他的父亲，后来在美国开了牙医诊所。
Her mother came to graduate school in early days, and then gave up her career to support his father to open up a dental clinic.
所以在世人看来，真的是他们什么都不缺。
By our point of view, as human beings, they don't need anything.
可是他儿子写见证说，他从小就知道他父母的婚姻出现问题了。
But the son knew that there were some problems with their parents' marriage.
而这个儿子呢，后来父母也封他进了牙医学校。
儿子的儿子。
这个儿子，就是这个。
Okay. So their parents supported their son, this prodigal son, for the education dental school.
他第一年大学回到家里，就跟父母宣告说他是个同性恋。
So the first year when he came back.His family, he declared, or he openly said to his parents that he was a gay.
那他妈妈当时实在是受不了。
So their parents couldn't accept it.
甚至想要自杀。
And they were thinking about committing suicide.
但是很奇妙的，他听到福音。
Strangely, they heard the gospel.
他悔改了，当时就成了一个新造的人。
The son heard the gospel and changed, became a new person.
他当时第一件事就回家跟他的先生要修复他们的婚姻的关系。
这是妈妈。
对，妈妈，他妈妈。
So the mother went to the home to talk to the husband to change and restore the marriage.
那他就开始了为他这个儿子长年的一共七年的祷告。
So the mother kept praying for the son for 7 years.
因为这个儿子不但当时堕落成同性恋，而且他开始吸毒，开始贩毒。
So the son changed from bad to worse, not only homosexual and also taking drugs and selling drugs.
他妈妈打电话，他也拒绝听他妈妈讲信仰的事情。
He wouldn't accept his mother's call about talking about.
过感恩节、圣诞节，妈妈给他寄去回家的机票，他也不接受。
He wouldn't take the plane tickets for Thanksgiving or Christmas from his mother.
后来他因为贩毒被警察抓起来。
He was caught by the police because of selling drugs.
那他妈妈这样一次又一次的失望，但是他总是不放弃，来到神的面前祷告。
Time again, her mother failed, but she never gave up praying for her son.
后来他儿子进到监狱之后，他太孤独了，给家里打个电话。
When the son was in jail, he felt so lonely. Eventually, he made a call to the family.
他妈妈高兴得不得了。
Her mother was extremely excited.
就写下了，开始写下感恩的这些神给他们的祝福。
Starting to write down the blessings from the Lord.
他说儿子打电话回来了，他现在在监狱里面比他以前更加安全。
The mother wrote that my son called us and he is safer in the jail than outside.
可是后来监狱当中传出来的消息越来越糟糕。
The news from the jail became worse and worse.
他被判了六年。
The son was sentenced for 6 years.
而且患上了艾滋病毒。
And suffered from AIDS.
可是他妈妈还是把这些当作福气写下来，来到神的面前祈求。
But still, her mother wrote these down as blessings from the Lord to continue to pray for her son.
当然，最后的结局是经过他妈妈七年，长达七年的祷告。
in the end, after 7 years of continuous praying,
他儿子在监狱里面悔改信主。
Her son repented and became a Christian.
后来他放出来之后，神就呼召他进了神学院。
When the son was released, God called upon the son to go to the Bible College.
他现在在牧笛神学院教书。
Now he's teaching in the Bible College.
我看到外面中文的已经没有了，英文的还有。
I see the magazine, the journal carrying the story in Chinese version is all gone, but we still have some English versions there.
这样的人也能为神做工吗？
People like this person, can they serve the Lord?
是啊。
Yes.
神的救恩。
That's God's salvation.
凡来到他面前的都可以得拯救。
Whoever comes to the Lord will be saved.
这个妈妈不但是一个祷告的人。
The mother is not only a person who knows how to pray.
她也是一个感恩的人。
And he knows how to give sense to the Lord.
她在每一件事情上她都能够看到神的恩典。
In everything she can see the blessings from the Lord.
不管她儿子当时的境况是怎么样。
No matter what kind of circumstances her son was in.
好像越来越糟糕。
Look like from bad to worse.
可是这个妈妈对神一点都不失望。
However, the mother never disappointed in the Lord.
这是保罗这里讲到的说要借着祷告祈求和感谢。
So that's what Paul said, by giving thanks and praying to the Lord.
把我们所要的告诉神。
Give whatever we want, present to the Lord whatever we need.
这个完全是要凭着我们对神的信心。
It's all entirely based on our faith.
在逆境当中，在监狱里面，在生病的时候，我们可以感恩吗？
Can we give thanks to the Lord when we're in prison, in bad times, when we're sick?
我们如果相信圣经当中的真理，
If we believe the truth in the Bible,
万事都互相效力。
All things work for the good, works by the Lord for the good of the Christians.
要叫爱神的人得到益处。
We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
我们知道圣经当中可以找出好多好多这样的例子。
We can find a lot of examples like this from the Bible.
不管是旧约还是新约。
Both in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
或者是我们的生活当中，我们的周围。
Or by the people around us or in our own life.
我们知道旧约创世纪里面有一个人物叫约瑟。
Well, in the Old Testament, in Genesis, there's a person called Joseph.
Joseph, 他曾经是他父亲最爱的一个儿子。
He's one of the sons the father loved dearly.
可是却被他的亲哥哥们卖到了埃及做奴隶。
But he was sold like a slave into Egypt by his brothers.
他经过很多的冤屈。
He experienced mistreatments.
可是创世纪告诉我们说，神一直与他同在。
But the Genesis told us, the book of Genesis told us that the Lord is always with him.
凡他所做的都顺利。
Whatever he does is always successful.
最终我们知道他经过了监狱之后，他突然升为埃及的宰相。
We know that after he was imprisoned, he was promoted as the prime minister in Egypt.
因为他敬畏神。
Because he respected and worshipped our Lord.
他在任何的光景里面，他不愿意得罪神。
In any circumstances, he wouldn't dare to offend our Lord.
神把他升高。
God promoted and raised him up.
后来他因着他做埃及的宰相，他在七年丰年当中，他就囤积了很多的粮食。
When he was the prime minister of the Egypt, during the 7 years of harvest, bumper harvest, he restored a lot of rice.
他救了后来连续七个荒年的时候以色列全家。
He saved the whole family of the Egypt in the 7 years of famine.
所以创世纪的最后一章，他对他的哥哥们就说。
In one of the chapters in Genesis, he said to his brothers.
他说从前你们的意思是要害我。
He said, you intended to harm me.
但是神的意思是好的。
But God intended it for good.
是要保全许多人的性命。
to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives.
要不要感恩呢?
Should we give thanks to the Lord?
为他当时被他哥哥卖到埃及感恩。
Should we be thankful for he was sold to the Egypt as slave?
万事都互相效力。
All things work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love the Lord.
可惜后来以色列人的历史当中有很多不像这样美好的。
It's a pity that in the history, later history of Egypt, and there were not of good things like this.
等到他们出了埃及，在旷野的时候，
when they walked out of the Egypt and when they were in the wilderness,
他们刚出埃及的时候，他们大声赞美神。
The moment when they were out of Egypt, they praised the Lord.
因为神施行奇妙的事情，让他们过红海，就像走干地一样。
Because God worked wonders in them when they walked through the Red Sea as if they were walking on a dry land.
他们满心感谢神的奇妙救恩。
They were full of great gratitude for the Lord for their Lord's salvation.
但是后来在旷野的时候，我们知道有一卷书《民数记》。
We know there's a book of Numbers when they were in the wilderness.
就是写他们不断的发怨言。
Numbers describes their complaints.
以至于这一批人，他们就在旷野里绕了几十年。
So they wandered in the wilderness for dozens of years.
没有进迦南。
And they were not able to walk into Canaan.
保罗说，以色列人的历史都是给我们的借鉴。
Paul says the history of Israel is the mirror for us.
当我们想到这些借鉴的时候，就提醒我们自己说，我们要数算神的恩典。
When we think about the history of Israelian history, we need to count the blessings of the Lord.
保罗在另一卷哥罗西书当中，他说我们要恒切祷告，还要警醒感恩。
Paul said in another book that Colossians.He said, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful.
所以我们要警醒，我们才知道感恩。
Therefore, we need to be watchful, and we know how to be thankful.
因为我们人的天性，我们不知道感恩。
By nature, we don't know how to be thankful.
我们知道，这是保罗告诉我们很，讲得很绝对的一条路。
We know this is the only way.Paul pointed for us.
而且只要走在这条路上。
Only when we walk this path.
他说，神要赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里面保守你们的心怀意念。
So Paul said, God will give us the satisfaction and peace beyond the words that is in Jesus Christ.
一定的。
And that's for sure.
必然的。
And
那我们的心思意念被保守了，我们的教会实际上我们就同心了。
If our hearts and minds are guarded by the Lord, our church will be of one heart.
因为我们蒙一位神的保守。
Because we are blessed by one only God.
我们就会同心合意的来兴旺福音。
So we will work together to spread the gospel.
那我们的家庭呢？
What about our families?
夫妻两个全家。心怀意念蒙神的保守。
So if the husband and wife, their hearts and minds are guarded by the Lord,
就会同心谦卑来到神的面前。
The voice of the husband and wife will be humble to come to the presence of the Lord,
就会尊主为大。
So we would let God be the master,
就会真的耶稣基督是我们家的主。
So the Jesus Christ will be the master of the whole family,
而不在我们自己做主。
So the husband and wife will be humble and won't be won't be taken control.
让我们就是凭着简单的信心来在每一件事情上凡事上照着保罗所说的来操练。
By pure faith and according to what Paul said, we can practice our prayer.
我们一定经历神给我们的应许。
We are sure to experience God's promise to us.
只要我们有一个谦卑的心。
As long as we are humble.
完全完全的交托给他。
Completely submit ourselves to the Lord.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us all pray.
天父，我们谢谢你，因为你是赐平安的神。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because you're God of peace.
你在耶稣基督里面，你要赐给我们出人意外的平安。
He will give us extraordinary peace in Jesus Christ.
你要保守我们的身心灵。
He will guard our hearts and minds.
因为我们信靠你的人，我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
For those who believe in you will not perish, but will be reborn.
我们要尽心尽意的爱神。
We need to love the Lord with all our heart and all our soul.
我们也要尽力的爱神。
And also with all our strength.
求主你给我们像小孩子一样单纯的信心。
Dear Lord, we ask you to give us faith like a child.
我们不管是顺境，不管是逆境。
In good times or bad times.
我们凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把我们所要的来告诉你。
We will present all what we need.To you by praying, pleading, and by thanking you.
让我们经历在耶稣基督里面那没有穷尽的恩典。
Let us experience in Jesus Christ the endless love.
让我们的心怀意念被你保守。
So that our hearts and minds will be guarded by you.
我们的教会就是一个同心合意、兴旺福音的教会。
Our church is of one mind and one heart to.To lift up the gospel.
我们每一个家庭就是一个同心要荣耀主名的家庭。
Every family is a family to glorify the Lord.
恳求天父你赐福给我们每一个人。
Dear Lord, we ask you to bless everyone.
让你的话语常常的存在我们的心里面。
And your words will be in our hearts forever.
赐给我们信心。
Please give us faith.
赐给我们那无穷尽的恩典。
Give us endless love.
听我们诚心的祷告
Listen to a prayer.
奉耶稣宝贵的圣名
In Jesus name.
我们最后唱一首回应的诗歌我们没有那个没有做 PowerPoint 300
So we're going to sing a responsive song and third song
342
The song 342On page 460,
342.
Thank you.